When we produce All Things Considered, we do it with the idea that our audience is made up of humans. Well, not so with Dog Cat Radio.
So you're listening to dogcatradio.com, the radio station all pets enjoy.
Disco is a mainstay on this internet radio station intended for the pet community. That means pets and their owners. Adrian Martinez of Los Angeles started Dog Cat Radio this past June.
We try to put a variety of music. It ranges. We have like the disco music. We try to put up there, you know, shake those paws and get going and boogie with us.
Plus other pop hits like Dionne Warwick's That's What Friends Are For, Celebration by Kool and the Gang, and during the 5 o'clock Spanish hour, some Enrique Iglesias for bilingual pets. Martinez hosts from noon to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
You're listening to dogcatradio.com, the radio station all pets enjoy. Hello, everyone. It is 11 o'clock here on the West Coast. A big, big, big hello to all our furry listeners out there. Thanks for keeping us company on this Wednesday.
Martinez says the upbeat music and a little talk on Dog Cat Radio can be an antidote for pet separation anxiety. That means when humans leave home for work, they can turn on the internet station as company for their dog or cat.
When owners leave, pets get really, believe it or not, it's a big issue. Pets get really lonely, and they tear up the place, and you know, so we just try to do what we can to just listen, talk to them while we're on the air and broadcast and put music, and you know, as if the owners are there.
And that pooch barking in the background, perhaps an anxious pet.
Yeah, that's one of my producers. I call them my little pet producers. That was my dog Kiko, unfortunately.
Dog Cat Radio is currently streaming from an RV in a Los Angeles parking lot. It's outside the building that houses Martinez's other office. He's also president of an independent record label. The station may not be a big production, but since it's online, you and a pet can hear it just about anywhere in the world. Martinez says he's gotten emails from as far away as Ukraine, Italy, and Brazil.
People are telling us, we love it. My cats love it. My dogs love it. You know, like my cat loves Eddie Money. And so every time I put for some reason I put that song, my cat just relaxes. If I don't, she starts walking all over my keyboard and stuff.
Now, little did Eddie Money know when he released this song back in 1986 that two decades later, his fans would have four legs and whiskers. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.